Chapter 1. In the beginning, God sang. In The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis, Aslan the Lion tells the story of creation to the Lord Adam and Lady Eve. Narnia is amazing with its huge icy mountains, waterfalls, rivers, and giant forests. However, the power of the White Witch kept the land of Narnia and all its inhabitants frozen and asleep for a long time. Many people had been turned to stone by the spell of the White Witch. Suddenly, Aslan roars. They wake up and come back to life as Aslan releases his breath over them. Instantly, the landscape is transformed by the sound of his roar. Color invades and restores the hills and valleys, and the mountains spring to life once again, revealing his true nature. The sound of the roar of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is being released upon this generation. It will change and restore everything it touches right down to the core structure or subatomic level. Every generation from the beginning of time also contained its own sound. Once released, the roar of the Lord shattered the opposition, unfroze the inhabitants of the land, and turned hearts of stone into flesh and blood. That sound created breakthrough, which enabled the transformation of the regions in which they lived, revealing the intentions and purposes of God. Now, in our time, a generation must arise and wake up from its slumber to release the fresh new sound of heaven. Even creation itself will respond to the sound of heaven on earth with rumblings, quakings, and shakings. In the end, Aslan would lay his life down for the fallen sons of Adam to restore them to their place as lords of creation, kings of the earth. And as it was for Aslan and the inhabitants of Narnia, so it is for us. It took the death of Jesus Christ, the one true heavenly king, to restore us to our rightful place as kings and lords of the earth. It was for the joy that was set before him that he endured the cross, knowing that on the other side of the pain there would be you and I, the redeemed sons and daughters of the heavenly king. His intention was that the one true heavenly king, Jesus, would live through the many kings on earth and establish his reign of authority through a family. So, in this final chapter of human history and on this side of eternity, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is roaring again, unleashing the furious sound of heaven on the earth through an end-time army of God. The final chapter of these events will be so terrible, so incredible in the earth, that even the elements will shudder with great shaking as angels and demons wage war in the heavenly realm. Intercession will focus on the arrival and coming forth of a kingdom family who is filled with the sound of his roar. They will have power and authority to manifest the glory of God in the earth, breaking the curse over creation and releasing healing in the nations, causing them to flourish once again in the glorious freedom for which they were created. Some would say this is too far-reaching, merely visions of grandeur. In reality, these scriptural truths are yet to be apprehended and walked out by a supernatural church, the called out ones, or the ecclesia. This company of believers will reach far beyond the normative mindsets of the day and demonstrate the miraculous in ways not seen in church history. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price in blood through Calvary to open the heavens and restore to us the keys to the kingdom. He will reap the reward of his suffering.